This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Israeli strikes on Gaza while an American activist killed by Israeli fire is laid to rest.
Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight and killed at least 14 people. As friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral in Turkey. Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenor Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday delayed a decision to let Ukraine fire long-range Western-supplied missiles into Russia, a plan that sparked dire threats from Moscow of a war with NATO.
We had a wide-ranging discussion about strategy in Ukraine, of course, in the Middle East, and other parts of the world. This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. That wasn't why we got our heads down today. It was to allow ourselves the space, which we took, the time, which we took, to have a strategic discussion so that tactical decisions could be seen within the wider strategy. And it was a really good invitation from the president. We've had a very productive, and we've come to a strong position.
A labor leader indicated that he and Biden would now discuss the plan at the UN General Assembly in New York the week after next. The head of NATO's military committee says that Ukraine has the solid legal and military right to strike deep inside Russia to gain combat advantage. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The aftermath of flooding in Nigeria's northeast is raising alarming humanitarian concerns as thousands face displacement and a sharp triple-digit increase in prices that threaten the food security of already vulnerable populations. Trevor Coral with Reuters.
Floods that swept through Nigeria's Borno state have affected up to 1 million people, its governor said on September 11th. The flood began when a dam overflowed after heavy rains. Authorities scrambled to rescue residents and put them in temporary shelters. The United Nations World Food Program delivered aid to displaced people on Friday. Emmanuel Biginimana, the head of its Maiduguri area office, said there are hundreds of thousands of people now living in internally displaced people camps and on the street.
This is really an additional burden to already existing crisis. This region has been facing conflict for a decade.
Three Americans, two Spaniards, and a Czech citizen were arrested Saturday after Venezuelan officials accused them of coming to the South American country to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. The arrests were announced on state television by the nation's powerful interior minister, saying that the foreign citizens were part of a CIA-led plot to overthrow the Venezuelan government and kill several members of its leadership. In a television program, they showed images of rifles that were said to have been confiscated from some of the plotters of the alleged plot. Paris has wrapped up its feel-good summer with a grand parade. French athletes celebrated the Olympic and Paralympic Games on the VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
French athletes celebrated the Olympic and Paralympic Games on Saturday. The parade of champions featured 460 athletes, including 120 medalists. Around 70,000 spectators lined the parade route, ending at the Arc de Triomphe. Hundreds of volunteers, Olympic representatives, and city officials also attended. President Emmanuel Macron attended and honored 120 French Olympians. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Nigerian troops have rescued 13 hostages who were kidnapped by an extremist group in the northwestern state of Kaduna. The army said in a statement that the troops successfully overwhelmed the terrorists, forcing them to abandon their captives. Several were killed and others captured, according to the military. Did not specify what armed group the kidnappers belonged to. The rescued hostages were taken to a military facility for a medical assessment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.